Chapter 5. Getting Recombinant Plasmids into Bacteria. Introduction. Once a recombinant plasmid that includes the gene of interest has been created, the next step is to replicate the plasmid and allow the bacteria to produce the protein. Both replication and protein expression, or the way that proteins are synthesized, modified, and regulated in living organisms, can occur only inside a cell. Therefore, your next step in the gene cloning process is to put the recombinant plasmid into E. coli bacteria through a process called transformation, which changes the DNA content of the bacteria. In this chapter, you will carry out the transformation of E. coli bacteria using a recombinant plasmid that contains the RFP gene. If you were making a human therapeutic protein, the bacteria that you transform would contain the human gene and would be capable of producing the desired human therapeutic protein. Chapter 5 Goals. By the end of this chapter, you will be able to do the following. Describe the role of transformation in the gene cloning process. Explain the purpose of each control in the transformation experiment, and explain how the information encoded in a gene is expressed. What do you already know? Discuss the following questions with your partner and write your ideas in your notebook. Be prepared to discuss your responses with the class. Don't worry if you don't know all the answers. Discussing these questions will help you think about what you already know about plasmid uptake and gene expression in bacteria. 1. Do you think that bacterial uptake of a plasmid from the environment is a common event? Why or why not? 2. What are the steps involved in transcription and translation, the process by which information encoded in messenger RNA is decoded and transformed into protein of a gene? 3. What is the relationship among genes, proteins, and traits, or observable characteristics? 4. What do bacteria and humans have in common that makes it possible for a human gene to be expressed in bacteria?